Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, as the census gets underway, New Yorkers are urged to participate. The NYPD Crime Prevention Section provides tips on what you can expect if you are visited by a census taker.
You want to be careful about who you open the door to.
The department holds its annual pre-Passover briefing for members of the New York Jewish community.
There is so much that connects us.
And the tale of two animals. In the span of a week, a seal, a coyote, and their rescues.
I'm kind of happy. The little guy is on his way. He looked healthy, and then we didn't get hurt, so all good.
I'm Jesse Peterman. The 2010 census is underway. Individuals who do not return their census forms by mail may be visited by a census taker. How can you be sure the person at your door is legitimate? Detective John Flaherty of the NYPD Crime Prevention Section has been working with Census Bureau personnel and offers these tips.
Deception burglaries are committed by persons trying to gain entry to a home, to a residence, by posing as an employee of a particular company. You want to be careful about who you open the door to, and you can ask somebody who's knocking on your door to please hold their identification up to the viewer. So I would ask the person ringing the bell, please hold your identification up where I can see it. Certainly, if they're saying they're from Con Edison or UPS or that type of agency, they should be in uniform. They should have an official ID card from that agency. The Census Bureau employees have two types of IDs, photo ID and non-photo ID, for the 2010 census. Census Bureau workers will also have a canvas bag with them with the census emblem on it.
More tips, including phone numbers New Yorkers can call for additional information, are on the NYPD website via nyc.gov. Visit the Crime Prevention section. Details about the census itself can be found on the internet at 2010census.gov. Census takers begin knocking on doors in April.
You know that Passover is the holiday of freedom, but freedom only has meaning when all the groups in a society are free.
Approximately 300 religious leaders, Jewish community representatives, and members of the service attended the NYPD pre-Passover briefing held at police headquarters in March. The NYPD holds similar events around Ramadan and the Jewish High Holy Days. Police Commissioner Raymond W. Kelly overviewed security preparations which police will take around synagogues and in Jewish neighborhoods for the Passover season.
As in years past, we'll be deploying additional resources to precincts with large Jewish communities. We will ensure that coverage is more than adequate in these neighborhoods, adding foot posts, visits by officers to synagogues, outreach by community affairs officers, a heightened presence of anti-crime units to deter theft, and patrols by our special House of Worship cars.
Intelligence Director Mitchell Silber discussed terrorist attacks and plots targeting mass transit systems.
Al-Qaeda provided direction rather than command and control. When they had individuals from the UK in their camps, they turned them back to the UK. When they had Americans in their camps, they turned them back to the US. We know that New York City remains a top target, and more specifically our transit system. And then lastly, we know that we have a limited time to detect and disrupt these plots because these individuals generally hit the ground running.
In response to attacks on London's mass transit, the department in 2005 instituted bag checks in subway stations. Uniformed officers will swab closed bags for explosive trace material. In addition, police officers board and visually inspect subway cars as they pull into stations, and specialized teams with heavy weapons and canine patrol major transit hubs. After the presentations, members of the audience had the opportunity to ask questions. Rabbi Dr. Alvin Kass.
The truth of the matter is that this meeting has deeper and broader significance because it's part of a wider context and an ongoing dialogue among all the people in this room that occurs throughout the year.
Commissioner Kelly announced March 26 the appointment of Raymond Diaz to Chief of Transit. Chief Diaz succeeds Chief James Hall, who became Chief of Patrol March 1st, following the retirement of Chief Robert Gianelli. Chief Diaz will oversee the Transit Bureau, which includes approximately 2,600 officers dedicated to the city's subways and the safety of the commuting public. He has served the NYPD for an impressive 40 years. Now to a new topic. Among the many nicknames bestowed on the Big Apple is one that the NYPD Special Operations Division can especially appreciate, Zoo York.
We do animal rescues all the time, from dogs on the ice. There have been whales in the water. Our team has recovered falcons, even white-tailed deer.
Detective Frank Pellegrino has spent 11 of his 21 years with the police department assigned to the department's harbor scuba team.
At this time of the year, the seals are up here. It's very common. They're an animal that's governed by their stomach. They're here for food. And then as soon as the water starts warming up, whatever they're feeding on disperses this area, and then the seals will disappear.
On St. Patrick's Day, Detective Pellegrino and Detective Matthew Sherman were assigned to the NYPD's Air Sea Rescue Team, a 5-member unit that includes a helicopter crew and 2 scuba divers. The team responded to a call of a possible helicopter in distress over the south shore of Staten Island. It turned out that the helicopter operators were observing something worrisome in the water of Raritan Bay.
After there was a seal that was sort of married to a mooring buoy. It was about 70 yards offshore, and you could see a seal, you know, jumping up and down and trying to escape, but we couldn't tell how he was married to that mooring buoy. We basically waded out into the water, and there was a regular nylon line that had a bird's nest of monofilament fishing line or gill net, something that was plastic, and the seal actually slid into it, and because of his bulbous body, he got stuck inside, and he could not go in reverse. Sad for him, but it was also very scary to try to cut him out of that.
Detectives Pellegrino and Sherman used heavy shears to free the seal. He swam away without further incident. 1 week later, NYPD Emergency Service officers encountered another animal job, a coyote in Tribeca.
The breaking news at 12:54 Eastern, there is a coyote down in Lower Manhattan, and Detective James Cole from the NYPD is on the phone. He and his partner got this one.
Our unit is very well trained in a number of avenues, and animal care and control is just one of the things that the Emergency Service Unit does.
Just another day in Zoo York. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Until next time, I'm Jesse Peterman. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast.